Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas off of Lemon, where they're open. And now if you feel more comfortable that it says on your map app that they're open. I told you they were open all along. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
I really want to piggyback off a question that Corey asked. Do you think we'll see football on the moon in our lifetime? Because I'm going to guess that we won't.
Jason Garrett used to say that all the time. He'd say, whether it's a parking lot or on the moon, we need to be ready to play. And I felt like one day maybe Jason Garrett's going to get to see that.
Yeah. Go to the moon.
Yeah, that's
let's get to Europe first, right?
Okay, that's a fair point. Now, I'm guessing today's practice, or at least what they see today, is going to be huge in determining what exactly this offensive line looks like on Sunday?
Yeah, and I don't know.
That didn't sound good.
Not very optimistic that they're not going to have four of their five starters available to play. Yeah.
So then the offensive line would look like what?
Nate Thomas at left tackle.
Okay.
I think Trevor Keegan or Hakeem Adeniji
yep.
at left guard.
Guard.
Hoffman at center and Bass at right guard. And then the lone man standing, Terrence Steele. The funny thing about that is they practiced Nate Thomas last week to at least get a series at right tackle during the game. They wanted to get him broken in, right? Because think about it. He missed all of last year, right? He didn't play any offensive snaps in the first three games. And that meant when he played on Sunday, those were the first real football game snaps he's played. And I'm not counting preseason. And he got hurt in preseason a little bit since 2023 at Louisiana. And I thought he played awfully well.
Okay, and I'm glad that you said that because I realize if you have 80% of your starting line, offensive line out, it's probably not going to be a good time. But are you comforted at all by the fact that Thomas and Bass seem like they did pretty well for themselves out there?
No, I absolutely. Hey, they scored 40 points.
That's a good point.
They had to do something, right?
Sure.
Right. And I did a little research, and you had to go back to 2023, the last time the Packers gave up 40 points in a game. So, and I know overtime counts, right? You got three extra there. But that's been a pretty darn good defense, and Dak only got sacked once, and they ran for 100 yards for the fourth game in a row, and I saw a note in the release that they're one of four teams to start the season this year rushing for at least 100 yards in every game. So that had to – I mean, you can't do that without the offensive line.
For sure.
And then the other thing that occurred to me, and I'm writing it today for my column on DallasCowboys.com, is the fact, if you remember when Schottenheimer put his coaching staff together, when he hired an offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams, he wasn't an offensive coordinator. He was an offensive line coach, right?
Yeah.
And then they hired an offensive line coach who was the offensive coordinator line coach at K-State, and they kept their previous offensive line assistant. So they tripled down on the coaching staff on the offensive line, and just maybe Clayton Adams and Connor Riley know what they're doing, because these guys were ready to play and played decently, right? Now, can you do it again? We've talked about last week about, the Green Bay defensive front and Micah Parsons, and now it's Quinnen Williams and the Jets defensive
right.
front.
And right.
it's a tall task when you're probably missing four-fifths of your offensive line. But these guys were prepared to play, and so, you know, I get next man up, but how about next men up? That might
sure.
be getting a little deep into your depth.
Do you have an idea or a preference between Adeniji or Keegan?
Adeniji's at least got some experience, right? He's played. I think he started 15 games in his career. I guess we have to look closer on how they actually practice those guys. Because if you remember, they kept Keegan. I mean, he was going to be the backup center this last week, if I remember correctly. So he's kind of a center guard and has played tackle. So maybe his versatility, gets him maybe that job. And then Adeniji is kind of the same thing, because you want to keep eight offensive linemen. So if you want to elevate two guys off the practice squad, you can do it. But they're kind of running out of bodies.
Right. Now, I was hoping we could go into the past for just one second. And I'm going to pitch this out to you, Mickey. If you want more time, maybe we can discuss it another day. But I wanted to get your thoughts on the senior candidacy in the eyes of Mickey Spagnuolo for Hall of Fame worthiness for the five Cowboys that were on that list: Don Meredith, Leroy Jordan, Everson Walls, Harvey Martin, and Too Tall. Do you have maybe like a hierarchy or a ranking or whatever on that front?
I just think it's so hard to argue against any one of those guys, and to think that none of them are already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Right.
I mean, you know, Don Meredith helped put this franchise on the map, right?
And kind of Monday Night Football to a certain extent, too.
And, yeah, if you want to throw that in, right?
Because
that seems to carry some weight these days.
It does.
I want to say Leroy Jordan, all the defensive players this team has had, and a whole bunch on in the Hall of Fame, and if nothing else, in the Ring of Honor, which he is, I think he's still second all-time in tackles to Darren Woodson. So he was pretty – if you look at his career and how long he played – yeah, he was pretty darn good. Too Tall, even though, you know, his career was interrupted by the 1 year boxing. He was a force to be reckoned with out there. And the same thing with Harvey Martin. And then, obviously, you know, I'm probably not very objective about
you love Everson Walls. Yeah.
But all I can say is, if you look at everything he's done, and then the year with the Giants when he was on a team that won the Super Bowl, so you can't say, well, he never won anything. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl with the Giants in 19.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
1990, and still, and this is worth remembering, and see, that's the way I look at the Hall of Fame. There's stories out there that you should know, or people should know in the future when the rest of us aren't here to tell them, that since 1981, when he had 11 interceptions as a rookie, Nobody has had more than 11 interceptions since in a single season, and Trayvon Diggs tied him with 11, but nobody else. And I think that's worth remembering and honoring somewhere in that Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Do you ever think, and again, I'm sorry, I know we got a game coming up, and this might be a conversation for another day, but do you ever think Everson Walls, Harvey Martin, and Tuttle not being in the Ring of Honor is something that the Hall of Fame looks at, and they're like, I don't know, they're not even in their own team's Hall of Fame?
Well, I don't think that should be a prerequisite, right? Because I'm sure other guys are in the Hall of Fame that their teams don't even have a Ring of Honor or whatever right. It's called, right? Because you can go to Washington must have 30 guys in their whatever they call it, right? Hall of Fame or whatever.
Of Fame, maybe.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. But, yeah, so now does that mean all those guys should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Probably not. You know, right. There should not be so many guys in that you don't recognize their names. And even if you didn't see them play, you probably heard about them playing, right? And there's some names up there I'm like, okay, I got to look that up. I don't think that hurts it. Maybe the Cowboys Ring of Honor is more exclusive than the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You sometimes can make that argument, does kind of
right?
feel I could make that argument.
You know, and, hey. And I don't think it still exists because there's so many different people now voting that are have more clarity of the entire league. But back in the day, there was a bias against Dallas. You know, they're on the other side of the Mississippi River. No one gets to see those guys play, right? And I know the guy in Minneapolis, Sid Hartman, he was on the voting committee, and he outwardly said, I'll never vote for anybody who played for the Dallas Cowboys to go into the Ring of Honor. I mean, into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And there was that bias out there. And there was bitterness, too, because of the success. So
this is rude.
It kind of feels like that person should be disqualified.
Yeah, right, you would think, right? Yeah. No, I'm revoking your license to vote. I don't know that... If I had to rank them, it would probably be Leroy, Everson, Don Meredith. It maybe in that
okay.
Order. Yeah. And
Meredith is also in a great episode of King of the Hill, if you ever watched that show, man.
Oh, is he really?
Yes, he is.
You know, and then...
Sorry, Corey.
You know,
Kevin's always trying to push King of the Hill on everybody, so you don't have to watch it, Mickey.
And then, you know, when they do the contributors, you know, why does Clint Merkison get overlooked? He started this franchise, right? Without him, there's probably not the Dallas Cowboys. And I don't think anybody's ever recognized what he did, and not only what they had to go through to get off the ground those first several years, but he kept them. And he was the one that kept Tom Landry. Tom Landry would have been gone these days, right? If he had five consecutive losing seasons, he's out of there. And they signed him to a new 10-year deal, which shocked everybody in this town.
Mickey, can you explain to me the difference? Is there much of a difference to going up there and playing versus the Giants and Jets? Like, what are the differences up there?
not the color of the stadium.
Okay, all right.
it turns green.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, it's still New York fans, right? The fan base isn't much different. You know, they're very vocal and loud. That's just
the people. That's the way they are.
Yeah, right, not as rude as the you know, when you go to Philadelphia. But, I don't see any difference. And I've been going up there a lot. And, you know, they got great fans. And you know, they'll be boisterous and whatever, but from the field, it's the same field, right? They just change the color of the facades and from kind of blue to green.
I didn't know if there was, but I'm glad you explained that. They're still the same people. Kevin.
Probably more Jimmy Hoffa talk one way or another. I don't know. Do you have a prediction?
Well, that stadium's gone, right? So maybe they dug.
That's true.
They dug out
that's
the
a good
ground.
Point.
But the legend
right?
still exists.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully not. Do you have a prediction
if you're going to press me,
and you know that I am.
After much thought, I think the Cowboys with this offensive line can maybe squeeze out about 3 or 4 field goals at least. So I'm going to pick the Cowboys 23-20. This is going to be a very tight game for a team that I think I figured out they've won 3 of their last 18 games or something like that if you go back to last year.
Ouch.
So they haven't been very successful. But again, and I'll say it till the day I die, the more you lose in the NFL, the closer you are to winning.
I like that. Well, we should be due as well. All right. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
I'll be here. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, do you have interesting Rangers news?
Yes, but before I do give that, Kevin, I have to give you some other information. On Sunday, I will be at the Bearded Monkey in Forney, and I want everybody to be out at the Bearded Monkey in Forney, 104 East U.S. Highway 80, number 120, and that is in Forney, Texas. The Bearded Monkey parties have been awesome, and I want everybody to be out there with me on Sunday because I want this party to be even better than the last one. So good luck to everybody, and good luck to the Cowboys. It's the official watch party. So, Kevin, yes, there are some notes coming out of the Rangers press conference. There is a lead internal candidate.
You don't say.
There is, and it's only one candidate. It is going to be Skip Schumacher. They are locked in on him. They don't have any external candidates that they're looking at. They're like, that is the dude. Also,
could we have saved everybody a lot of time at that press conference? They started off by saying, Skip Schumacher is our new manager. We decided this 4 days ago.
We just really
Your
need him
questions
to sign this
are
piece
welcome.
Of paper real quick.
Yes.
The Rangers are also, according to Sean McFarland, certainly going to be under the CBT next year, but their plan is to still contend. So I don't. We've discussed how the balance is on that, and lots of offense talk, largely about a change in philosophy. So that could be. I mean, Brett Boone came in and was changing that philosophy. How does that change after that? So we'll see there. So Ranger stuff happening today as well.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.